Hello.
Hello, my name is Cairo. It's on your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling and seeing what this is about because I don't think I ordered anything.
Okay. Okay, yes, sir. What's your zip code, please?
32531.
What's your first and last name, please?
Timothy Reeves.
You did say 32531?
Correct.
Okay, sir. I'm not finding anything under that zip code or your phone number you called from today, sir. Could it possibly be on someone else's name?
You can call, try Chandra Reeves.
You know Michelle Reeves?
Yes.
What's your relationship with her?
It's my wife.
Okay. Can you verify the mailing address, please?
Yeah, it is. 5180 Ray Street, Baker, Florida.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying information. Let me see what was ordered. Give me one moment, please. Okay. I see here back on June the 6th, sir, she basically purchased a... She was entering into a sweepstakes entry for a KitchenAid mixer. She was obligated to put in $5.74.
And she didn't know there was going to be no membership with this crap because it didn't say, she didn't know that junk.
Oh, yes, sir. It's for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, yes, sir.
What is it?
It's for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership.
Yeah, see, she didn't know that junk. She just ordered, she just thought it was a $2 thing and that was it. She didn't order no membership.
Okay.
She didn't know about it.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, so you're stating you want to cancel the membership for her, is correct?
Correct.
Yes, I have canceled her and not received any more future charges. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yeah, you still going to charge me for this one?
Well, I would try to work out something about the refund, sir, after I provide a cancellation number.
Hold on. All right, what's the cancellation number?
He is in Charlie.
Hold on. You said Charlie?
Yes, sir. He is in Charlie.
Okay.
260.
260?
Yes, sir.
All right.
448.
All right.
493.
All right.
Yes, sir. And about the refund, sir, since it was for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, I can refund you for a 35% refund.
Only 35%?
Yes, sir. She had to call it within, I understand you're stating she did not know, But yes, sir, I had to go by the term conditions. I could possibly consult my supervisor to see what more she can do. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Alright.
Thank you.
Hey, baby, come here a minute. It was a damn membership to a stupid ass thing. Yeah. That shit about the damn mixer.
Oh, hell, that's not what it said, not about that shit. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm not.
We're not. I know that. They said they can give me 35% of my damn refund.
How am I ordering a fucking mixer for $10? I didn't sign up for that fucking mixer.
She said it was a sweepstake bullshit.
Bro, I didn't sign up for it. They can tell you if you get a mixer, you sign up for it.
Oh, it's a sweepstake. Don't mean you get it. You want to talk to the supervisor or you want me to talk to him?
I'll talk to
him. Are you on the phone?
She's trying to get her.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're Michelle, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was stating to your husband about the refund and everything. I have consulted my supervisor about the charge. Basically, she said her customer courtesy discount, ma'am. I can refund you for 50% refund.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I ordered a mixer for $2 online. I didn't sign up for a membership. There was nowhere in anything that I did for a membership for a sweepstake. This is why I don't do stuff online, because of bull crap like this. I don't want 50%. I want all of my money back. I didn't sign up for anything. Hell, I don't even know if I get a mixer. This is ridiculous. No, I don't want 50%. I want all of my money back, because I was trying to get a mixer for $2, not sign up for a membership for a stupid sweepstake. Now, I don't want 50%. I want all of it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Oh, shit. I will. She gets back on the phone and see what she said. Stupid bullshit. I know, but that's why I told her, look, I went on there to get a freaking mixer for $2, not some of those stupid sweepstakes. It didn't say nowhere about that stupid shit. It's like they're all scams. It's all scams and crap. Well, so many people get fraud on their cards and crap because of this. That gas stove cooks a lot. That roast is already done. Normally it takes 5 to 6 hours to cook that roast in an electric stove. I figured that's what it was, but I was trying to figure out why they was charging that, because it never said nothing about it. It said $2. I promise you I won't do it again.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. I have consulted my supervisor, ma'am, and stated to her that she was obligated to pay $2 for that sweepstakes, basically to win that mixer. And she stated to me, ma'am, the highest I can go on my behalf is a 50% refund, ma'am.
Okay, well, I will be going to my bank tomorrow, and I will dispute it as fraud then. You don't want to give me my whole money back, I'll go to my bank and I'll dispute it as fraud. I mean, you know, because I did this. I don't care what your supervisor said. Your supervisor doesn't know that you don't charge people for something they ain't been online for. I was getting a mixer for $2. So I will go to my bank and I will dispute it as fraud.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand your frustration. Here's what I'm going to do, ma'am. I don't supposed to do this, ma'am, but as a one-time customer courtesy, since you did not understand, you know, your term and conditions, ma'am, I'm going to refund you for the full amount as a one-time customer courtesy, and you will be refunded 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you today, ma'am?
No, ma'am, that's all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And also your husband, I think he has a cancellation number to verify you have been canceled.
Yes, ma'am. He does. Right here. He gave it to me. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, ma'am. Okay?
Oh, that's okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Conquest Boy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.